Hey, this is Dr. Natasha Wyatt with Raising Royalty, where we are raising kings for kingdom things. The pushback. When is it all right to fight back? When is it all right to have enough? How might you respond when you continually are getting pushed? Would you take a stand to protect yourself? My answer, always stand up for yourself. Fight for what is right. And stand up for those who may not be able to otherwise. This is the message I gave to Little when I came home to find him in tears. Tears of frustration, tears of anger, tears of uncertainty. Tears of frustration because a boy in his class, we will call Timmy, pushed him while Little was holding the door open for him. Little's tears then became tears of anger as he explained how he reacted by pushing Timmy so hard that he fell. He was so frustrated that his peer would push him while he was trying to help that he knew he must do something. He responded. He responded how we had trained him. He responded by reacting, by protecting himself, by taking responsibility for his body in an uncertain time. This is the time his tears turned to uncertainty. How will mommy react? What would daddy tell me to do? What would Hezekiah say? Uncertainty sank in as he spoke to his teacher and added a plea. Will you tell my mom? His teacher contacted me immediately. She explained what had happened from her perspective. She explained how Little responded. She explained how she responded and how she comforted him. So, I comforted him. I listened to him. I believed him. And I loved on him. What I found was, I will not be the parent that goes up to the school frustrated, angry, and uncertain when I have taught my children to fight back, to stand up, protect themselves, and never back down. Parents must be a place of nurturing, protection, and peace. My kings must feel that I will advocate for them, challenge them to make mistakes, fail, and grow, that they are never alone. They can come to me for any and everything, and that they can never do anything that would make me love them less. How would you have responded to Little if you would have come home without the teacher reaching out and got a call from the teacher or principal? Share your thoughts in the comment area below. Thanks for tuning in today. Don't forget to subscribe and share.